5th of March 1914, Roberts Heights. Darling Mother, many thanks for Horsey letter. What a wonderful mama you are, aren't you? I did write to Dad some time ago, asking him to give the refusal of the other girl to Pitt Rivers, as I had promised this to him. I'm glad that Panshanger is going well. Are we going to live there next year? You seem to have had some divine February weather. Waterhouse has just arrived here today. It is great fun having him back here. I'm working hard now for my promotion exam, which comes off in a month's time. Everyone here very fit. I do like this life. I'm quite wrapped up in it now, and I don't care much if there are two other subconscious hyperphysical worlds, or only one, or none at all. Are you well, Mummy darling, and happy? Have you read anything good? Oh, I do love the Brothers Pavlovichkov. More and more, every page that I read, it makes me love the Russians too. I believe they really are like that, aren't they? Goodbye and bless you. All love from Jay. 26th of March 1914, Royal Dragoons, Potchefstroom. My dear Dad, thank you very much indeed for your letters, and I got this mail. I'm so sorry about the muddle about poor Dennis, but I've written to you about that already. It is very good of you to turn him out at Panshanger. I'm sure that's the best thing. Do you think he could be taken up and put into slow work early in the autumn? I'm so glad that Panshanger is let for the summer and that the drains are now like whirlpools. It is very good hearing that you have got the trout in. How are the fat kine doing? I love the Westminster verses about the Covenanters, and it makes me prouder than ever of having you for my father. But it always makes me terribly jealous and envious too, and it is strictly contrary to the Christian religion to be jealous of one's father. Goodbye and best love from your degenerate and inferior son, Julian.